Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Let me share another verse from another guy. He was another prophet, and his name was Jeremiah. And one of the books that he wrote is called Lamentations, which means my complaints. And he writes it for posterity. He is releasing his frustrations to God, his lamentations. He's complaining to God. God, I don't like this. But Jeremiah finds the antidote to his emotional emptiness by remembering how good God is.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue with a brand new series called How God Turns Setbacks into Comebacks. We're so glad that you've joined us for this encouraging series. And if you have a friend in mind who needs these teachings, be sure to invite them with a text or phone call right now to listen along with you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a study resource that will show you how God can help you get back up and dust yourself off, even after a major setback in life. It's called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience Book, and you can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. That's PastorRick.com. or the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called When a Setback Leaves You Emotionally Empty.
When your emotional tank is low, you feel isolated and attacked. I feel isolated, I feel lonely, I feel attacked. Notice the phrase Elijah says, I'm the only one left. Okay? He's having a pity party. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to kill me too. Now, the truth is, Elijah's exaggerating the problem. We always do that when we're emotionally low. We make the problem worse than it really is. Because the truth is, in 1 Kings 19, verse 18, look at this on the screen. God says this, actually, Elijah, there are 7,000 other faithful souls in Israel who have not bowed down their knees to the false god of Baal. So you're not the only guy. You're not the only one. Quit having a pity party. There's 7,000 other people who've been faithful to me, who haven't gone off the rails, who've been true to me. But Elijah is so drained emotionally, his view of reality is distorted. I mean, think about this. He's just had this enormous God contest where he wins against 450 false prophets in front of the entire nation. And now just one woman with an empty threat is a setback, and he's running off to hide in a cave. Think about this. If Jezebel had actually intended to kill him, wouldn't she have sent a hitman instead of a messenger to warn him? Why do you send a messenger to warn a guy and say, I'm going to kill you? Just send a guy and kill him. And why warn him so he can escape? So he's not thinking straight because he's emotionally drained. Number nine, a ninth sign that you are on the verge of burnout is I compare myself to others and I feel bad about me. Now, we've talked about this many times. The Bible says anytime you compare yourself to other people, it's foolish. The Bible tells us not to compare ourselves with others. And Elijah says, for I'm no better than my ancestors. We depreciate our worth when we feel burned out. We put ourselves down mentally. The self-talk replays over and over in your mind. I'm nobody. My life doesn't matter. My work doesn't matter. My life has no value. Note the phrase, I'm no better than. That's a comparative phrase. One of the main causes of being emotionally drained is you start comparing yourself to other people. You compare everything. And then you start motivating yourself with criticism. I must, I should, I have to. And you become hypercritical and you become your own worst critic. And finally, you feel guilty for not getting it all done and just say it's hopeless. And friends, what I'm talking about right now is called emotional reasoning. It's focusing on your feelings instead of the facts. I feel it, so it must be true. You know, every pro athlete, every pro performer, speaker, musician, minister, they often get discouraged after great performance. After every mountaintop, there is a valley. You're emotionally depleted, so you can't think straight. And what you have to do is you have to learn to ignore your emotions, learn to ignore your feelings. I don't ever make any decision the day after Easter or Christmas because my feelings are highly unreliable. You know, I remember one time when Kay and I were on the honeymoon and I said, you know, I don't really feel married. She said, well, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not, Buster, you're married. Maybe you say, I don't feel God is with me. Well, feelings lie. That's emotional reasoning. Let me give you number 10, a 10th sign that your tank, your emotional tank is empty, is what Elijah did, and that is, I think death might bring relief. Notice it says, Elijah prayed that he might die. And he says, take my life, Lord, just let me die. Now, let me just say to those of you who are listening right now, whether you're on the internet or on Daily Hope or in one of our campuses, maybe you felt that just dying would be the way to relief. And you think maybe taking my life would be the way to do that. Don't. Taking your life is a permanent solution to a temporary mood. Don't. There are people who care, we love you, and you need to get help, and don't. Never make a major decision when you're depressed. Now, of these 10 things, you look at that as a checklist, looking at that. Now do you realize why James tells us in James 5:17, Elijah was a person just like us? Because you can identify with a lot of those 10 things. Now, that's good enough in itself, but this passage has even more to share with us. And it teaches us how God refills our emotional tank. And I want you to notice now the next three things that God does in spite of all the things that Elijah did when he ran out of gas emotionally. Okay, so let's look at these three things. Write these down. Number one, the first way God refills my tank is God makes me rest my body. God makes me rest my body. Psalm 23, 2 and 3 from the most famous psalm in the Bible is this. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Sometimes God has to make you lie down because you're not smart enough to do it yourself. He's going to force you to actually recharge your body physically because you're physical. You can't be spiritually and emotionally strong while you're physically depleted. This is what happened to Elijah. 1 Kings 19:5-7. It says, then Elijah laid down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. And he looked around and he saw some baked bread or on hot stones and a jar of water. So he's got some donuts. And so he ate and he drank and he laid down again and he went back to sleep. And it says, then the angel of the Lord came back to him again and touched him again and said, get up again and eat some more, for there's a long journey ahead of you. So Elijah got up again and he ate and drank again, and his strength was revived. You know what I love about God is how practical he is, that the antidote to Elijah's burnout was eat and sleep and eat and sleep. God's first prescription was food and rest and relaxation. God did not scold Elijah. He didn't say, come on, man, you're having a pity party. He didn't give him a lecture. He just let him sleep. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is go back to bed. Take a nap. Psalm 127, verse 2 in the Living Bible says, God wants his loved ones to get their proper rest. As Vince Lombardi, the great football coach, you said, you know, fatigue makes cowards of all of us. It's amazing how different things look after good night's sleep. So the first thing God wants to do is, if you're emotionally over the edge and you're drained and you're on the edge of burnout, he said, you need to take care of your body. Kay and I have a phrase at our house we call control the controllables. There are a lot of things you can't control, but you can't control what you eat. You can't control your sleep. You can't control what you do. And your some of those things in your schedule, control what you can control. God wants you. He makes you rest your body. That's the first thing. Some of you might need to go get a checkup with the doctor if you've been going through depression. No, it's not a sin to be sick. It's not a sin to be depressed. So go and maybe get a physical checkup and do whatever you need to do. Now, here's the second thing God did. First, he dealt with his physical needs. Eat, sleep, eat, sleep, eat, sleep. That's his first antidote to his depression, his burnout, his empty tank, emotional tank. Second, God encourages me to release my frustrations. How many times have you heard me say this? Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. And we find that in the next few verses, 1 Kings 19:8-9. It says this, "Next, Elijah traveled 40 days to get to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God." You know this mountain is where God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, very famous mountain. And it says there Elijah came to a cave where he spent the night. So he's run across the desert. He spent the night in a cave at Mount Sinai. But the Lord said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here?" And then Elijah said, and in the next few verses, Elijah just unloads his complaints and his frustrations. Now, when God says to Elijah, "What are you doing here?" God already knew why Elijah, he wanted Elijah to own up to why he was there. And Elijah's answer to that question, "What are you doing here in a cave in Mount Sinai?" was to start complaining of all the things. And in that, God says, "I know, Elijah, you're carrying a bundle of emotions." So he says, "What's bugging you? Get it off your chest. It's okay. Spill your guts." God is encouraging Elijah to blow off some steam. And in that cave and in his prayer, Elijah vents his frustration. And he actually, if you go through this passage, specifically deals with six emotions. Verse 3, he vents his fear. Verse 10, he vents his anger. Verse 4, he vents resentment. Verse 10, second part, loneliness, low self-esteem, back up in verse 4, worry in verse 10. He says, "I'm afraid, I'm bitter, I'm angry, I'm lonely, I'm worried, I'm depressed." Here's the point. God isn't shocked when you can complain to him. He'll listen to you until you run out of words.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This brand-new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. By the way, all this month when you support Daily Hope, a generous listener is going to match your gift up to $50,000. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Have you ever wondered why some of the Psalms are in the Bible? Because every emotion known to man is covered in the Psalms. In many Psalms, David is just unloading. It's kind of cathartic. He goes, "God, right now life sucks. I don't like what's going on." And he just complains. You know what? God put those in the Bible for a reason, to show that it's okay for you to release your frustration. You got to rest your body. That's the first step back to refilling your tank. Rest your body. And you got to release your frustration. That's the second step back to refilling your tank. So if you're feeling down, if you're feeling empty, you've had a setback and it's caused you to just lose the joy, lose the hope, lose the love, lose the enthusiasm in life, then you just need to tell God how you feel. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. Just pour out your heart to Jesus. By the way, let me give you a little tip. It helps to share with friends and a small group or a counselor. That's why I always encourage everybody to get in a small group. You know, when I'm out on the patio, when people share their hurts with me, and they'll say, you know, Pastor Rick, I've never told this to anybody. First place, I get excited because I know they're going to have some healing. But usually my first question is, are you in a small group? Because if you're in a small group, revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. Now, there's a third thing that God does to help restore and refill our tank when we're empty after a setback. Okay, rest your body. Okay, rest your body and release your frustrations. Then number three, God tells me to remember and refocus on him. I need to remember what he said. I remember who he is. I remember all his promises, and I refocus on him. You get your eyes off your problem, off the troubles, off the trials, off the temptation, and start looking at Jesus. You get a fresh awareness of God's power and God's presence and God's personality. This is the third step in Elijah's recovery, and it's found in the next couple of verses, 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 13. Now, here's the instructions. The Lord said to Elijah, go stand in front of me in the mountain, and I will pass by you. And then a very strong wind blew past, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after that, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then there was a wildfire, but the Lord was not in the fire. But then there was a quiet, gentle sound, a whisper. And when Elijah heard it, he covered his face with his coat, and he went out and he stood at the entrance to the cave. And the voice said, Elijah, why are you still here? He's asking the same question again. God said, God says, I want you to get alone with me because I got something for you to see. And God puts on a multimedia event extravaganza for Elijah. First a wind and hurricane and then an earthquake and then a firestorm and finally a small whisper. What in the world is God doing in all this? He's demonstrating his power. And the point is, Elijah, you're worried about one woman. I'm in control here. You can relax. You see, the root of burnout, the root of being emotionally empty, is you're trying to play God. You're trying to be God. You're trying to control everything, and you can't. You know, Frank Sinatra sang his famous song. It was actually the theme for his life. I did it my way. But you know what his last words were when he died? I'm losing it. Those were Frank Sinatra's last words. I'm losing it. Why? Because he wasn't in control of his life as much as he thought he was, and you aren't either. Let me share another verse from another guy who was emotionally empty. He was another prophet, and his name was Jeremiah. And one of the books that he wrote is called Lamentations, which means my complaints. And he writes it for posterity. He is releasing his frustrations to God, his lamentations. He's complaining to God. God, I don't like this. But Jeremiah finds the antidote to his emotional emptiness by remembering how good God is. And by doing this third step of refocusing and remembering, remembering what God is like and refocusing on what God has said and his promises. And in this verse that I want you to look at, and I want you to write this out on a card and put it in on your mirror or on your dashboard or on your refrigerator, he mentions five specific qualities that pull him out of his depression when his emotional tank is empty. It's Lamentation 3:19-24. Now, let me read this to you, and I want you to just let this savor and simmer and soak in your mind. Jeremiah says this, Remember, he's down. He's empty. He says, just thinking of my troubles and my wanderings. What's wanderings? It means you're lost. You don't know where you're going. You think, when I think of my troubles, when I think of, I haven't the slightest idea where I'm going in life. When I think of my troubles and my wanderings, it fills me with sadness and bitterness. He says, it's all I ever think about. And I'm depressed. But this is the big change here. But then I remember. This is step three. Remember and refocus. But then I remember. He says, then I remember something that fills me with hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. But first, we wanted to let you know that you can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Right now, I'd like to tell you about a great new study tool from Pastor Rick. It's called Re-energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guided experience book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this guided experience book called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family. And I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through His Word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website and I downloaded the Daily Hope app. And I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, A Purpose Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters, and it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
When you give to Daily Hope, you are a part of getting God's life-changing word out to people like Allison. And remember, all this month, every financial gift received will be matched by a very generous donor up to $50,000. Don't miss out on a chance to have your financial gift doubled today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.